Hey everybody, this is Sean Early. Welcome to the ARVR Magazine podcast. Today's guests will be Sam Weisberg from Care AR and Vishal Shah from Lenovo. They're going to be talking about the enterprise augmented reality space. They're also going to be talking about an interesting new collaboration that's happening between their two companies. So with that said, I'll see you in the episode. If your kids are anything like my kids, then you've got a couple of VR gaming, TikTok surfing, digital native couch potatoes. On top of that, getting them to eat anything other than chicken nuggets and noodles are a huge challenge. My wife and I, we try really hard to get them to eat healthy, but sometimes it's just really challenging, especially like getting ready for work and school in the morning and you just need something fast. So to remedy this, we started making our kids smoothies in the morning. Now we struggled a bit to try to find like the right recipe that they'd actually drink, but after like lots of trial and error, we finally stumbled on a recipe that's been working really well. There's this company called Life Plus, and they have this powdered mix called Daily Bio Basics. It's basically like they took all the organic fruits and vegetables and produce section of the grocery store, and they like reduced it down to a super potent powdered mix. So it's full of essential vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, fiber, phytonutrients. It's vegetarian and it's gluten-free. And every morning when my kids get up, I basically just throw a scoop of these Daily Bio Basics mix into a blender. And I throw in a banana and like a spoonful of non-sweetened cocoa powder and a couple cups of plant milk. And then I mix it up and serve it to them in a straw and they just slurp it down. And they're even getting cheeky the other day with their mom trying to rat me out at the dinner table by saying, "You know what, Mom? Dad makes us chocolate shakes for breakfast. Ha ha." So my wife and I have been drinking this too, along with some other Life Plus products mixed in, and we feel great. And it's just one less thing to stress us out during the day, knowing our kids are having some kind of basic nutrition for breakfast. So if you're interested in trying out Life Plus Daily Bio Basics for yourself, then just go to arvrmagazine.com/lifeplus and search for Daily Bio Basics. You can also reach out to me directly and I can tell you all about it. So once again, that was arvrmagazine.com/lifeplus and search for Daily Bio Basics. So with that, let's get on to the show. Welcome to the ARVR Magazine podcast, your source for news, trends, and analysis of the AR, VR, and immersive technology industry. This podcast has been brought to you by the Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. For more info and other great podcast series, go to robotspaceship.com and subscribe. And now your host, Sean Early. Hey everybody, this is Sean Early. Welcome to the ARVR Magazine podcast. Enterprise augmented reality is a concept that we may have seen a lot of imagery about over the years. You know, I receive a lot of press releases from a lot of companies that are working in the space, lots of images and videos of these sort of sci-fi situations where, you know, somebody's in a manufacturing facility or some complex working on some complex machinery and they're wearing some augmented reality glasses and they're, you know, they're analyzing some complex piece of equipment and all this data is being overlaid over the real world that they're interacting with and sharing it externally to some other remote person who is interacting with it, the glasses. And, you know, it looks very high tech and sci-fi, but I have to ask myself, like, where are we now currently in this space? What are the real applications that are out there and being used and some of the use cases for them? I have two people joining me today who are going to be talking about just that. I have Sam Weisberg from Care AR and Vishal Shah from Lenovo, and they're going to be talking quite a bit today about the enterprise augmented reality space, as well as a very interesting collaboration that just happened between the two companies. So guys, thanks for being on the show.
Sean, pleasure. Vishal, great to always connect with you again.
So, Sam, I'm going to start with you. Tell me about Care AR.
Hey, that's great. So I've got over 25 years in the communication software space, and I'm a co-founder for Care AR. When we thought about Care AR, we really thought about it really around solving need versus, you know, greed. And there was a pervasive problem going on. And, you know, we aim to solve that problem in the enterprise service experience space. So Care AR, we're a global company. We've got ownerships as a subsidiary of Xerox and equity investment by ServiceNow. So we are an enterprise visual AR and AI powered platform purpose built for empowering service and support personnel and customers. And what we're doing is we're providing access to information and expertise at the time of need. And we do that consistently, and we do that at scale. So it's a pretty simple value proposition, but it's really personal. And just kind of putting this and putting a frame around it, the type of use cases we're providing really consist of remote service, which allows someone to have access to a live human expert pretty much anywhere in the world. Self-service basis that provides instructional interactive content with context, and proactive service that in many times really helps to prevent the problem before it becomes a problem.
So Vishal, over to you now. Tell me about the ThinkReality A3 smart glasses.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for having us on, Sean. It's a pleasure to be on. So Lenovo's ThinkReality is a complete end-to-end platform that we have built for AR and VR solutions for our customer. We call it the ultimate on-ramp into the enterprise metaverse. What we've done here at Lenovo is we've got our best-in-class hardware, known as the A3 ThinkReality 6DoF hardware that we work with partners like Sam closely on. That's truly a 3D immersive augmented reality headset where you still have your field of view. You can still see through them. It's like wearing a pair of glasses, but then you can put digital information in front of the physical information, right? So when you imagine you're a worker, it's fully 5G enabled, you're out in the field and you need access to information, you need access to your manuals, you need some AI powered data that's served up to you on demand. That's what these glasses enable you to do. So this is going to be a revolutionary device in terms of really unconstraining the remote workers in the field in terms of the information they get and the ease of use that they have.
So yeah, I don't know how many of my readers saw the press release that I posted a couple days ago, but your company's just launched a very interesting collaboration. What can you tell me about that?
Sure, let me... Yeah, happy to. So, I mean, we're really excited about the partnership. It is truly a better together story and solution for our mutual customers. If you think about, what we're doing with our enterprise AR, AI, powered platform. So we are the applications that serve up access to information and expertise instantly. And we do that by taking advantage of a combination of video, augmented reality, AI, as well as interactive 3D visualization utilizing digital twin and capabilities, which really help to show an immersive replication digitally of a physical object. And all these capabilities all come together in a very intuitive and modern user experience. That combined with the Lenovo A3 glasses provides an immersive, hands-free experience in the field of view that allows, we think, really the best experience for those service professionals who are looking to get work done and improve productivity. And we think the combination is really a massive powerhouse of partnerships that between CareAR, Lenovo, as well as our ecosystem of partners can really take it at a scale level out to enterprises globally.
So let me kind of step back for a minute, just for, I guess, some people who may not be so up on it. I mean, your platform basically is like when you see this imagery of augmented reality being used in sort of factories and manufacturing and all that, you kind of see people with either holding up a tablet or a device or phone or wearing a set of glasses to be able to sort of analyze a piece of equipment to, and it normally has like data overlaid, and that data sort of communicates with some sort of database to show you like how to fix something, or communicates to, you know, a third party, you know, repair person to help guide along the process. I mean, that's basically what we're talking about here, right?
Exactly. And so one way to think about it, what I like to think about it is when you put a pair of Lenovo A3 glasses on, powered with a CareAR application serving up content that can be overlaid on top of 3D physical objects, and you've got content that's coming from to you from different sources, but all you're seeing is that you're able to get information, perform tasks that before, without those glasses, without the applications powering those glasses, you wouldn't have been able to do it before. What, because of maybe skills gap, knowledge transfer, what have you. So we like to think about it as when you put these glasses on, powered with our applications, you automatically have superpowers. And you're able to really perform at a heightened level of productivity. And really what's happening is we're augmenting the intelligence of those wearers. Okay. So really providing information, providing access to live experts, allowing them to perform tasks and to get it and to do things that they wouldn't be able to do, you know, unless that information was being served up, but served up in a way that's relevant and contextual. So that's how we feel we're really helping to, you know, to reinvent the service experience, the combination of this partnership by giving those type of capabilities and powers to those to the people wearing them.
Right. Maybe I'll get into some of the more details of that in a little bit. Vishal, maybe tell me a little bit more about the A3 smart glasses. Can you just give me an overview? How long have they been out now?
Yeah, they've been out for about a year now. It's our signature augmented reality glasses. As Sean mentioned, you know, it's very important to have a combination of the digital and the physical. So compared to like a virtual reality glass, where it's a completely immersive experience, which has its own use in training and onboarding, what augmented reality helps you do is you put on these glasses and you have your complete vision and frame of reference around you, but then now you can actually put on digital content and interact with the digital content over the physical content that you have. So, you know, it's a complete six degrees of freedom. So you have these two 3D assets that you can collaborate on and work around. It's got full 5G connectivity. It connects to our Motorola smartphones, which has full 5G connectivity and millimeter waves. So it's got the cutting edge connectivity. We've also adopted the Qualcomm Snapdragon Spaces SDK, which allows us to be a true open ecosystem that any Android developer can develop on and get access to the latest features. So for us, when we designed this product and the platform, we were all about creating an open ecosystem that will help us, you know, create scale in the metaverse enterprise. The other big aspect of the Think Reality platform is our cloud management and device management software that we have, the Think Reality Cloud. To us, that's a game changer in the sense that it's not that easy. Once you want to deploy at scale, it's all about the software, how easy it is to manage these devices, how easy it is to deploy the content. And we get some great favorable ratings from our customers as well as ISVs that they're able to use that platform to deploy some of that data and manage those devices at scale.
Right. So I guess that leads me into the collaboration aspect. I mean, let's go into some of the details. I mean, what sort of was the missing piece before, and what led to the collaboration between you two companies?
Yeah, I'll take that. I mean, we were really excited to work with CareAR, given the platform breadth and their whole take on revolutionizing the service experience management. So from the beginning, it was sort of a meeting of equals, and we strongly feel that with the ecosystem that they've built and the platform that we've built, we're able to create outcomes for a lot more customers, improve the lives of these customers that are out in the field, as well as create faster service outcomes for their clients. So you know, we thought that this is a great partnership and we're really looking forward to collaborating with them.
And you know, I appreciate that, Vishal. And let me just piggyback on top of that. You know, a big part of what we do is also looking across the service experience, and you know, what are the type of you know situations service personnel get into, and they need a variety of tools at their disposal. So we support a combination of desktop to drone devices, being able to address use cases that we refer to as from the chair to the air, wearables, glasses is a big part of our capabilities that we're looking to drive more and more to. So we actually have the ability to work with any number of players out there, but we specifically chose Lenovo because of the power of the device, the form factor of it. It's really this hybrid that is that really gives the best, we think, experience to those users. It's more powerful than some of the low-level ones, and it's not as clunky as the larger ones, you know, out there. So we really think it's really the ideal form factor, both in size, comfort, as well as capabilities.
Yeah. And then if I may add to that, thank you, Sam, is, you know, the other thing that both our companies believe in, and this is where I thought it was a great synergy, is that we both believe in embracing an open metaverse, right? For the metaverse to be successful, we feel it has to be open, flexible, secure, and unencumbered by silos and proprietary technology. So, you know, we were glad to see CareAR also really adopt open Android, open XR standards, and adopt the Snapdragon Spaces as well, which helps them scale to the best feature set, and us kind of deliver those experiences on the A3 as well. So that whole open architecture philosophy is going to be very key to the metaverse being successful, especially the enterprise metaverse.
And if I may, that's a great point. If I may, the other thing that's really attractive about this partnership that I think is unique from just about anything else out there is around our ecosystem set of partners, right? So we're talking about, you know, delivering true scalable enterprise solutions across various use cases, across various industries, right? You know, it just doesn't happen if you just take smart glasses and an application, you put them together and you know, you hope for the best, right? You need partners that are in the business of implementing, integrating, and deploying large, IT and system class applications, specifically in the service management arena. And the combination of Lenovo CareAR with our ecosystem partners really, I think, really deliver on that. I'll just say, you know, one of the areas is really around the triangulation that we're doing with ServiceNow. And if you think about, you know, the triangulation between ServiceNow, Lenovo, CareAR as an integrated offering, as an extension of those organizations that have implemented ServiceNow, which there are many, and then there's a host of SI partners that really complement the triangulated solution to really deliver across these global enterprises. Really all makes this a very compelling and unique type of solution offering.
Right. So if I was a company and I had sort of a large manufacturing process and I wanted to integrate these two, you know, the hardware and the software, how would I go about that? Do I have to have sort of existing data in place, or do you have some sort of, how do you walk in the door on this process exactly? I guess Sam, I'll go to you.
Great. So what's really important is you look for an initial pilot that you could prove success in a relatively short time frame, and then the key is taking that pilot to production. being able to demonstrate the various, you know, outcomes, user experience that go along with that. Then from there, you expand into other type of use cases. So really a combination of an initial, what we feel, remote service with visual AR is an ideal initial use case. It's impactful. It's a very short time to benefit. And you could do this in a relatively quick, you know, time frame, and then move that from pilot to production. Expand that with additional remote service visual AR use cases, and those really work very well with the Lenovo Glass experience, and then branch into self-service type of use cases, so those users can have interactive content that they could also that powers their ability to complete tasks on a self-guided basis. So start with a pilot that you could put parameters around in a relatively short time to benefit time frame from pilot to production, expand that, and then look for broader use cases that can benefit not just on a remote service basis, but also on a self-service basis.
So now that we're sort of talking about use cases, maybe let me ask you guys about the enterprise, sort of the immersive enterprise space in general. How does your products and platforms sort of fit into the space in terms of what is out there? Like, what is it kind of just what you're doing as a company is looking for augmenting their technical, you know, experience? I mean, you mentioned drone integration and all that as well. I mean, give me a sort of an umbrella overview of the enterprise space, like now what people are actually using and what they're needing. And maybe let's talk about sort of how you guys fit into that, like in the puzzle.
Yeah, look, this has been an evolution and AR, augmented reality, you know, it's been a while, especially in the service arena, it's been around for a while. It's just, you know, it certainly has evolved. And over time, things have gotten more sophisticated, if you will. And, you know, what we've seen out there is that there are tools. I mean, look, I mean, there are companies who've been using things like FaceTime to help, you know, augment, no pun intended, somebody's ability to share what they see. Okay. So that's been, you know, out there and it's been used. And there's technology that provides, you know, video collaboration, if you will. And that's evolved into video with taking pictures and then drawing on pictures. Okay. And what we've seen is that, you know, it's there needs to be a better way to, number one, help those that need assistance, get help from those that could provide assistance any place in the world in a way that's very, you know, visual, digital, and seamless. And then we also need ways to empower those that, you know, need assistance and need some guidance to self, you know, serve or self-power themselves to, you know, to address those tasks. So we were seeing these requirements, these needs, come about more and more, across different type of industries, if you will, from IT data center to high tech, to logistics, transportation, to telco. It's really a holistic set of use cases. You know, how do I get help when I need it? How do I get access to information, expertise when I need it? and what is the most convenient way for me to get that information, right? Whether that's on a mobile device or whether that's on glasses with my hands free, so I have, you know, I've got both hands to get the job done. The last thing I'll say is, you know, COVID and the pandemic has really, you know, really been instrumental in accelerating this whole transformation of this service experience. No different than how telehealth has been around, no different how long distance learning has been around, but it's brought focus and an acceleration to doing more remotely, doing more on a self-guided basis. So all this kind of brought together, you know, more or less a perfect storm, and is really kind of set up a launching pad to really now move faster in these type of areas. And what we've seen as a result, some really dramatic outcomes and results from those really using it versus those not using it.
And Michelle, maybe I'll jump over to you. I mean, obviously from a hardware manufacturer, I mean, you guys make, Lenovo makes PCs and tablets and all kinds of hardware. The augmented reality, you know, the smart glasses, this is obviously, I don't know how many AR, I didn't research how many devices you actually have in the AR space, but I mean, this is probably, how are you feeling about the sort of the hands-free sort of augmented direction that we're going with hardware? I mean, that's must be, you know, all the talk of the metaverse and all the other companies making this stuff. I mean, is this probably a major positioning for you guys, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Lenovo is the largest PC maker in the world, but then we're more than just PC. We're going through a very rapid service-led transformation, and our big focus is on services and solutions, as is evidenced by some of our great earnings in that division of our company, right? So when Lenovo looks at the enterprise metaverse and the Think Reality platform, what we strive to do is not build hardware, but build a complete end-to-end solution, as I mentioned, which involves the Think Reality Cloud. It involves services and professional solutions, as well as best-in-class hardware. So we've strived to become a complete platform, a SaaS platform as well. And then thanks to partners like CareAR, we can add extra functionality and best-in-class functionality on top of that open platform too. So for us, this is not a hardware play. This is a complete solution play.
Well, it looks like we're kind of running low on time. I don't want to keep you guys too long, but I just want to say up front that I think this sounds like a really smart, well thought out collaboration. I think it makes a lot of sense. And I think it's going to really provide a lot of value for people who are looking to sort of get involved in the enterprise space with this kind of tech. I also really like what you guys said about just keeping things open. I think open environments and open platforms and open hardware services are critical both now and moving into the future for this kind of tech. Anything else you guys want to add? How can we find out more about the collaboration?
Sean, thanks for having us. You know, I think just to put a recap on it from our side is you've got two of the largest and leading providers with Lenovo in the glass and in the compute space. You've got CareAR in the AR powered with AI space. You've got an open architecture. You've got a large and viable ecosystem. And we're working with organizations such as ServiceNow, you know, and others. I think just the combination alone really provides a lot of credibility and a reduction of risk to those organizations that really want to start to either dip their toe into the whole augmented reality, a smart glass service experience space, or are looking to now take it to the next level. We really think we're the best of breed type of solution out there in the market today. For CareAR, it's easy. Go to our website, CareAR.com. carryr.com or reach out to me at sam@carryr.com. Two easy ways to get some additional information.
Yeah, I'll just add to that. Thank you for a great discussion here. It was very insightful questions. Yeah, for us, like I said, we want to build the ultimate platform that's the on-ramp to the enterprise metaverse for our customers, and we really appreciate this partnership with CareAR. Our products, you know, you can find out more about our platform at lenovo.com/thinkreality. We'll send out some details to you as well. And just go to the Lenovo website, look at our AR/VR section, and then you'll get all the details on how to order and get more information as well. So looking forward to, you know, further collaboration in this area.
I'll definitely make sure I paste all that information in the show notes so the listeners can check that out. It's been a great conversation with you guys. Very, very informative. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much, Sean. Vishal, always a pleasure.
Thank you. Likewise, folks. Have a great day.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to click the subscribe button to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. This podcast has been brought to you by the Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. For more info and other great podcast series, go to robotspaceship.com and subscribe.